My name's Joanne Wilson. I'm the matron at Glamour's House. We've got a jukebox in reception. Lots of people love to listen to music. They've chosen the sort of things that they want on there. So there's songs from the war right up to modern day songs with lots of sort of rock and roll in the middle.
How many people have you got living here?
We've got 91 in total, and about 10 people come for daycare every day. So they just come in the morning and then go home in the evenings.
Oh, the first members were seen. All these ships of various sizes.
John Crossley was a 19-year-old man from Oldham when he signed up for the Navy in 1933.
Well, I was a seaman, an ordinary seaman when I joined in. So we did everything. We cleaned it and we operated all the wires and ropes and boats and steered it as well. At the time when war did break out, I was in Devonport. So I was allocated to a ship. It was a bit apprehensive, of course. And we did a lot of convoy work initially. That's taking merchant ships across the Atlantic and that sort of thing. We didn't have a lot of contact with the enemy. It was exciting indeed. I was on a naval ship, but it was used for transporting ship's tackle and everything like that. The main purpose of it was to lay nets across harbours to stop enemy ships from getting into your harbour. Or if an enemy ship was trapped in the harbour, you kept them trapped there with the nets that you lay across the entrance.
There's lots of activities going on every day, and it's about people continuing with hobbies that they've always had or perhaps starting new ones. So we've got people here in the kitchen pickling, we've got knit and natter going on, we've also got a sing-along in Poppy Lodge.
Here we are, Jim.
Maureen Harris was 12 years old when she was evacuated to Wiltshire from Cardiff during the Second World War.
At that age, we thought it was something different, a war. We weren't frightened of it. We thought, well, it's something.
In 1962, Robert Martin joined the Northumberland Fusiliers.
I did my training at Fenham. Then I was posted to the battalion in Hong Kong. And I went out by plane, you know, which in those days took about 24 hours. We landed at Kai Tak, the old airport. But also, my father was killed in the war. He was in the RAF. He was a pilot, you know, in the flight lieutenant, and he's actually buried out in Libya, North Africa.
And as we head towards Armistice Day, it's a time of reflection for John, Robert, and Maureen.
And of course, we did mourn memories of past friends and shipmates. We did lose a lot of shipmates, of course. It was nothing for a ship to go down. In fact, one of my ships was sunk in the Mediterranean. I'm about to go for a swim.
We're remembering all the other people, of course, in two world wars, you know.
You thought then about the young boys that were out there fighting and losing their lives, which was a terrible thing. And when you see all the graves, it really hits you then. You think, all those young chaps, and they've died for somebody like me. It was very, very emotional.
And that's what you remember every year at this time?
Yes, yes. I remember all the young boys that had given their lives for us. And what a wonderful thing to do.